From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi-owned Pan Arabic Television is reporting an explosion at a checkpoint outside the Prophet's Mosque in the Saudi city of Medina. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, who died in 632 AD. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The U.S. Embassy reported no casualties or injuries among its staff. The attacks came as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are being recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 151 were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites. The truck bomb went off in a busy shopping area in Baghdad's Karada district. At least 200 people were wounded. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say five of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It is not clear if the five are suspects or if they are being questioned simply because they could provide information. More than 2 weeks of torrential rain and flooding in southern and eastern China has left more than 200 people dead or missing. Authorities are reporting extensive property damage and more than $7 billion in crop losses. China's official Xinhua news agency says 17 million people in Hebei and Anhui provinces have been affected. This is VOA News.